Happy Monday to you. I'm Gary Zimak. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. Let's kick off today's show with St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, it's great to be back with you again here on Spirit in the Morning. We got a great
show
for you today.
Feels like we're just with them.
That's right. That's right, Frank Eliason. We're going to talk about Man Up Philly, our four-hour live broadcast. And yes, I want to say we are still standing, but technically we're sitting right now. But we're still alive. We got through it. Just quickly, on the show today, we have coming up Dr. Kevin Vose to continue his series on the gifts of the Holy Spirit, as well as Mark Poletno, the president of the Malvern Retreat House, is going to be checking in with us, as he does each month, to talk about what's coming up at Malvern. Dave Parker, Frank Eliason.
Good morning.
What do you think about Saturday?
I thought it was incredible. It was just a fun experience to be out and about in the community, to be in that crowd.
Exactly.
You go into these things and you're like, what's going to go wrong?
Yep.
How this isn't going to work?
Yep.
And then you kind of...
Who's going to come on next?
That's right.
We had no problem, folks. No.
Will we have a guest? And you put your faith in God and wow.
Yeah.
I think it really worked out to be a really great show. I think it really brought the best of Man Up Philly to the airwaves and really brought people to it. So kudos to you guys for getting that together and being able to stick around for 4 hours.
Kudos to you for keeping us on track and setting up all the equipment. I mean, this was, we've never done anything like this before to this extent, Frank.
It was to a really, to a great extent.
Yeah.
And that's the, when you're planning on a 4 hour thing, you have to plan on anything and everything going wrong at different times.
Yeah, any contingency.
That's right. That's right.
You know, it went off without a hitch. It was, we got there, we got set up really nicely. You know, we were in a place where people could see us. Mm-hmm, there was people there hanging out at the table right in front of us just
to
listen to us.
Well, we had those red shirts on that said Holy Spirit.
Kind of hard to miss, right?
Yeah, we stood out. And
but it was all good.
We had some new marketing materials that we put out.
Yeah.
And people were commenting about some of that stuff. So, all in all, I felt really, really good at everything. The day itself, I thought Man Up Philly just did a phenomenal job for an event.
I think it took us to a whole new level.
Yeah.
You know, as Gary said, and you say, Frank, I mean, it's the first time we did something like this of this length. And I was thinking, yesterday, like we did four days in, that morning, like 1 hour.
Yeah.
We're on four 1 hour
programs.
Yeah, 4 1 hour programs. And I think we brought it well.
Yeah. It's exciting, and it proved out things that we've talked about and things from the day one of this show of what we wanted to be able to bring to the community, and we did that. And we should be proud. I think both of you should sit back and just, hey, we did really some good work here.
Well, thank you for saying that.
And that's what, to me, radio is all about.
Yeah, and it was great. And to be honest with you, Frank, I know we're going to do it again next year. I could have done 5 hours.
Wow. But,
I mean, it went went by quickly.
Once we hit our stride.
And we had some guests we wanted to get on. We couldn't get everybody on.
Exactly.
I mean, we had great guests, but we could have done even more.
But you also learn things, too, which is, we would probably have a different structure, if we would have thought through it now that we've done it once. Now it's like, okay, we better look at the schedule of events there, and we're going to do more music. Yeah. During the keynote speech, because everybody's in with the keynote speech, because that was the thing. We could have, and if we were there through lunch, we would have had lots of guests because they're all coming up to us, to do it at that point.
Yes.
And so, these are good things to learn.
Right.
Love to learn them. That way, the next time we have an event like this, we can
just
go.
Just going to say it's a great learning experience we had.
Yes. Right. And I want to thank Eustace Mita, the president of Man Up Philly, for inviting us down. Ed Klenk was phenomenal,
yes.
These guys were great. They welcomed us with open arms. They made all of the speakers available to be guests on the program.
They were coming over constantly checking up on everything, make sure we're actually okay.
Yeah.
We're great.
Off chance that they're listening, and they are avid listeners, and I know Ed is. And so, again, thank you guys.
Yes.
You were phenomenal. Thank you for the invitation to go, come on air and do that. We were all, you know, it was kind of a risk, but it was great.
Yeah, I just hope he's not looking for water still.
Yeah, thank you for the water. Yeah, we were kind of parched, folks, and we were looking for water. Thank you, Ed. You stepped up. And manned up, buddy.
And while I'm at it, I want to thank our own Mark Houck for being on the air with us for a couple segments. Mark was great. It's just great hanging out with him and being on the air with him.
Exactly. I think he had fun because that was his first remote experience.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, because we've had the pleasure of doing these remotes in the past, and, you know, he was excited to see us in action.
Yeah.
So I think that made him smile, too.
And we even got to eat soft pretzels. So I was happy. I had my soft pretzel while, Dave, you were doing the interviews. I mean, Dave, you did a great job with your man on the street interviews.
Thank you,
Gary. Came back.
You.
We were afraid once we let you go into the crowd, we wouldn't see you again.
Well, one of my missions, folks, was to go in search of some guests, you know, kind of impromptu. And this one, I want to give a shout-out to Frances Morris. She was one of the young ladies volunteering to work the registration table, and she had her coat on, and I was walking down right past her, and I know, hey, I need somebody to come on, and I thought, the spirit put on my heart, mm-hmm. Well, how about a woman's perspective
great
at a man's
idea.
Event, mm-hmm. but as a volunteer, and that's what led to that, and thank you, Frances, if you're listening, and all the guests that I interviewed, Mark Cordero, Mr. Ed O'Donnell, and
Lori,
yeah, from Legacy of Life.
Exactly.
It was awesome. And Tom Gallagher.
Yeah, right. One of the things that was really cool, and a lot of people won't realize this, is we actually used new equipment there to do wireless man-on-the-street interviews. So many things that were going along with this were actually new to us. We had new headphone microphones that we were using. Mm-hmm. That was a first. Then we used these wireless microphone and wireless headphones to be able to go out and about to speak to the crowd.
Right.
So another new technology that we just introduced for Man Up Philly, but it really can work for
that microphone
any of
was awesome for the man on the street. It was really nice. I mean, it was just a fun experience to do that.
It was great. Frank, you are going to make the podcast available at some point in time?
I'm working on it. It needs some editing, but yes, we will have that out there, and we will, you know, we'll talk later in the show, but we also made some changes to that, so it's going to be interesting.
Oh, great. Okay.
Good, but that will be out there.
And we'll talk more about some of the upcoming changes. Guys, I want you to stick around. I'm going to read this gospel. I know both of you are going to be touched by this message. Listen to this. Today's daily gospel comes from Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 46. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them one from another as a shepherd separates his sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill, and in prison, and you did not care for me.' Then they will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or ill or in prison and not minister to your needs?' And he will answer them, 'Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me.' And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life."
Amen. I
know this touches you, Frank.
It does, and I'll kind of bring up something. You know, I've been thinking a lot about the way we live our faith, the way we show our faith. And, you know, I came across someone at Man Up Philly who was, you know, kind of going against some other faiths. And he was kind of pushing my buttons a bit. And, you know, I was trying to say, you know, we have to show the love. We have to show what Jesus has showed us. Mm-hmm. And, I sit back and sometimes go, oh, am I saying the right thing? Am I thinking the right thing? And this message right here is exactly what I was saying, is we need to show our love. Mm-hmm. You know, he was, you know, had issues with the Islamic faith and wanted to go to battle. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my view was, you know, you win through love. You win people over through love. You win through them by treating them as Jesus would want us to treat people. Mm-hmm. And I think it's sometimes easy to take other paths or make other comments. And in this case, this is how you do it.
Absolutely. And
so thank you for this message.
I was going to say, I kind of came in on this as Frank was getting ready to leave, and I became aware of it. But I understand you had a spirited discussion. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, and here's
but I love your approach. Excuse me.
No, go ahead.
You know, in your response, you know, we have to love all of our brothers and sisters, whether we agree with them or not, we have to put that in abeyance at times, or try, and that's the tough part, right.
And I look at the world that we're in, and we have the political divide that's out there, and it seems like everybody's angry.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's not necessarily showing our faith.
Exactly.
Showing our faith is showing the love for those individuals. You know, we don't have to like the sin. We can, you know, admonish the sin, but the reality is, let's love the people.
That's the deal. And Jesus is really clear about that. He's not pulling any punches here.
Exactly.
If we don't love those around us, and that doesn't mean we lie to them. That doesn't mean we hold back the truth. We have the fullness of truth in the Catholic mm-hmm. faith. We know that. But we better be nice to people. We better mm-hmm. smile. We better try to be friendly. We're trying to save souls mm-hmm. by evangelizing, not win arguments, right? And we're not trying to show we're right. Trying to help people, but we do it with our actions.
Exactly.
How about being nice? How about smiling to somebody? How about holding the door for somebody?
Yeah, I was gonna say, well, what side do you want to be on, folks? The left or the right? You know,
don't shoot us. We're just the messengers. Yeah, right. Jesus is saying it. But that applies to us.
I don't want to be told, go away. You know, I don't want to see you when you didn't feed me, clothe me.
Yeah.
You know,
all and that. Dave, Frank, yes. We're here preaching the good news over the airwaves, but this applies to us, too. We could be running our mouths all we want, but if we're not being nice to people, we're going to be held accountable.
And that's the hard stuff.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's right. That's the real Jesus. That's the way he tells it. He tells it like it is. Speaking of tell it like it is, when we come back, Dr. Kevin Vost is going to tell it like it is about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for March 6th. Today we celebrate Saint Marianne of Jesus. Marianne's time on this earth was short, only 31 years, but she used that time to grow close to God and his people. The youngest of eight, Marianne was born in Quito, Ecuador, in 1614. She joined the secular Franciscans and led a life of prayer and penance at home. The only time she left her parents' house was to go to church and to perform works of charity. Many of those works were at the health clinic she established in Quito, as well as a school for Africans and the locals. When a plague broke out, she nursed the sick and died shortly thereafter. Pope Pius XII canonized Marianne in 1950. The Holy Father spoke of her zeal to care for not only her own salvation, but also for that of others to the utmost of her ability. He noted that she generously relieved the miseries of the poor and soothed the pains of the sick. If our self-denial does not lead to charity, the penance is being practiced for the wrong reason. The penances of Marianne made her more sensitive to the needs of others and more courageous in trying to serve those needs. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
I've had a long day, I just wanna relax. Don't have time for my friends, no time to chit-chat. Problems at my job, wondering what to do. I know I should be working, but I'm thinking of you. And just when I feel this crazy world is gonna bring me down, that's when your smile comes around. Ooh, I love the way you hold me by my side. You'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me in your arms, will always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love you more than the words in my brain can express. I can't imagine even loving you less. Lord, I love the way you hold me. Tide of wave and put my feet on the ground. Forever in my heart, always on my mind. It's crazy how I think about you all of the time. And just when I think I'm about to figure you out, you make me want to sing and shout. I love the way you hold me by my side. You'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me in your arms. I'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love you more than the words in my brain can express. I can't imagine even loving you less. Lord, I love the way you hold me. You've done. Wish I could tell you in a short story or poem, but all I have is my voice and this guitar, and you have my heart. Ooh, I love the way you hold me by my side. You'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me in your arms. You'll always be, you take each and every day, every day. I love the way you hold me.
That was Hold Me by Jamie Grace featuring Toby Mac. I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. Before we bring on our first guest, I want to give a shout-out to my friends at Holy Eucharist Parish in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. I was there to kick off a three-day parish mission last night. We started it last night. We had a packed house. It was a great night. I thank you all for coming out. We're going to be there tomorrow and Tuesday. So if you're in the area, Holy Eucharist Parish, Cherry Hill, we're doing a Getting Personal with Jesus parish mission. It was packed last night. The Holy Spirit was active, and I invite you to come out tonight. It's going to be 7 o'clock this evening at Holy Eucharist Parish in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Speaking of the Holy Spirit, for the past several weeks, we've been discussing the gifts of the Holy Spirit with Dr. Kevin Vost, who has written a great book, The Seven Gifts of the Holy Spirit, Every Spiritual Warrior's Guide to God's Invincible Gifts. Kevin is back today to talk about the gift of wisdom. Dr. Vost, welcome back to Spirit in the Morning.
Good morning, Gary. Thanks so much for having me back today.
Oh, man, this has been a great series. I really thank you for being with us each week and walking through these gifts, Kevin.
Oh, it's been totally my pleasure.
Now, let's talk about this. Let's kind of set this up. We've been doing this for the past 6 weeks. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That's what Scripture tells us, right, Kevin? And fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and then also piety, knowledge, fortitude, counsel, and understanding carry us along the way to complete the journey toward wisdom. So if you will, for just a couple of minutes before we start talking about wisdom, let's run through each of these gifts one more time. Fear of the Lord.
Sure. Fear of the Lord is kind of the bottom rung we can think of, our ladder towards heaven that the Holy Spirit has provided to us. And here we're talking particularly not just not only a dread of God, but a love for God, a love for His awesomeness. The idea that we want to reject sin because we don't want to let God down.
Yeah.
The base there, the fear of the Lord.
Right. Now, how about piety?
Piety is where you have a special reverence for God as our Father, and therefore for all of our neighbors and our brothers and sisters in Christ.
Right, right. Knowledge?
Yeah, knowledge, the gift of knowledge is that where we see the things of the world, we see the things in creation, in how they reflect God, the Creator. So we love the things around us as gifts from God. It's also a knowledge, a deeper knowledge about the articles of our own Catholic faith.
Mm. How about fortitude?
Fortitude is called the guardian of the virtues, and we call it the guardian of the gifts also. This is the ability to do hard things, to bear up, to bear persecution, to deal with difficulties. And as a gift of the Holy Spirit, we're given this special invincible strength from the Holy Spirit Himself.
And then the gift of counsel.
The gift of counsel is where we are making practical decisions in our life, guided not only by our own wisdom, but by special insights that the Holy Spirit provides us, which might at times include insights on who to go to for spiritual direction amongst people that we know.
Right. Now, how about the gift of understanding?
Understanding has been called a special excellence of knowledge that penetrates to the heart of things. So this is when the Holy Spirit, you know, graces us with special deep ahas and insights about important matters of the faith.
Okay, so they are the six gifts that we have covered up until now. Today we tackle the big one, wisdom. Kevin, tell us a little bit about the gift of wisdom.
Sure. I love the way St. Thomas Aquinas has started this out. Mm-hmm. He cites an interesting verse from Sirach, the book of Sirach, 6:22. It said, "For wisdom is like her name." And Thomas says, well, wisdom in Latin is the word sapientia.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that really comes from words sapida, which is like to savor, taste or savor, and then scientia, which is the word for science or knowledge. So he says that wisdom, sapientia, may be described as a sweet-tasting science. So it's this sweet-tasting science of the divine things of God. And interestingly, we know from Psalm 34:8, we hear, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." So with this wisdom, you know, we don't only have knowledge about divine things, but we savor and enjoy and relish them.
Very interesting. Kevin, I've always had trouble differentiating wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Are they commonly confused?
Yes, because they're all, in some ways, forms of knowing, forms of knowledge. But to try to make this simple, in terms of the virtues, it's often told that science, in some ways, regards causes and effects. Like we know a scientist. You know, you conduct experiments to see what causes something else, how things are related, kind of a trial and error through using reason. Understanding is like a deep grasp of principles, like the aha. We can understand concepts. In science, we might do these experiments and come at some laws and say, aha, that's how that works. So it's like a deep grasp of principles. But wisdom is the highest of them all. Thomas says it judges, you know, both science and understanding. It reaches the highest truths. It deals with the things that are the most important in our Catholic life. It deals with those divine truths of God Himself.
Mm. Kevin, is there anything that we can do in our lives to undermine the gift of wisdom?
Yes, absolutely.
Because sometimes that happens, right? Sometimes we block this gift from really taking effect in our lives.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we block the gift of wisdom. Usually, well, Thomas says, like, the vice that opposes it is folly.
Oh.
And basically, you know, with folly, it's like we're kind of just listening to ourselves instead of listening to the voice of God there. The Bible, you know, talks in great depth about the virtue and the gift of wisdom, what a wise person is like versus what a fool is like. But one of the things some of the things we hear with wisdom is the wise person, you know, wants to take counsel from others. The wise person does not assume that he knows it all, you know, so he's open to correction. He wants to listen, not only to speak. So all these attributes that we also associate with humility kind of open us up towards wisdom because it makes us docile, willing to learn from others, willing to be inspired by the Holy Spirit.
Kevin, one of the titles, and you mentioned this in your book, of our Blessed Mother is that she is the seat of wisdom. How can she help us to acquire a greater use of the gift of wisdom? How can she help us with really letting wisdom, the gift of wisdom, work in our lives?
Yeah, and it's interesting. You know, I draw all the time from the Summa Theologica, St. Thomas Aquinas, and the edition I have is actually dedicated to the Blessed Virgin Mary Immaculate, Seat of Wisdom. So, you know, Christ himself is known as wisdom incarnate, wisdom come down to earth, you know, in the form of God himself. And many of the, you know, depictions of Mary and Jesus show the child Jesus sitting on Mary's lap. Mm. And it said, in that case, then, she's literally the seat of wisdom, because there's wisdom incarnate seated, sitting on her lap. She's the one who gave him his flesh. So Mary herself, you know, is blessed with all the virtues and all the gifts. So she possesses that wisdom, that divine focus upon God. So we can use her as a model, and we can use her for intercession, to pray to her for God's graces, including that gift of wisdom.
And I think that's one of the things we need to remember, that even though we have received these gifts for the first time when we were baptized and they were strengthened during confirmation, there are things that we can do to increase these gifts in our lives.
Oh, absolutely. And it's explicit in Scripture, even particularly for wisdom. If we go to James 1:5,
okay,
he tells us what to do. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all men generously and without reproaching, and it will be given him. So we need, it's there for the asking, but we do need to ask.
And we forget that sometimes. And as somebody who certainly lacks wisdom, I can vouch for the fact that I need to do plenty of asking, and so does Dave Parker.
Yeah, I was going to say, I ask my wife, or my wife tells me all the time when I need more wisdom. Think about it, Dave, she said. Anyway.
But Kevin, this has been a great series. I can't thank you enough for coming on and discussing these gifts each week. Now, I have to impose upon you, would you be willing to come back next week so we could sum everything up and really maybe look at the fruits of the Holy Spirit in our own lives and try to analyze why we may be lacking and what we can do? Would you be interested in coming back next week to talk about it?
Oh, thanks so much. Absolutely. We'll wrap up these gifts and tie them up with a bow, put them all together. I'd be all for that.
Oh, man, I love it. And I want to recommend this book, The Seven Gifts of the Holy Spirit, Every Spiritual Warrior's Guide to God's Invincible Gifts by Dr. Kevin Vost. Kevin, where's the best place to either purchase the book and also to follow you online?
Sure. The book is by SophiaInstitute.com. You can ask your local Catholic bookseller or find it online. My own website is drvost.com, drvost.com, and my son just updated that a bit for me yesterday, so it should be fairly up to date.
Nice, and we'll have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Dr. Kevin Vost, thank you for joining us again. We look forward to talking with you next week.
So do I. Thanks so much, and God bless.
God bless you, Kevin. Dr. Kevin Vost, you can follow him online at drvost.com. I'm Gary Zimak. We are here in the studios of Holy Spirit Radio. Great to be with you on this Monday. When we come back, Mark Pelletino from the Malvern Retreat House is going to update us on the upcoming events at the Malvern Retreat House. But before we go to break, I just want to run down the weather quickly. Currently at the Philadelphia International Airport, it is 29 degrees. Today it's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 51. Tonight, chance of showers mainly after midnight, cloudy with a low around 44. Tuesday, we'll have a chance of showers, cloudy, with a high near 62. I'm liking these temperatures, Mr. Parker.
I am too.
I don't know. I don't want to jinx us or anything, but it looks like we're...
Yeah, we're getting closer to official spring.
That's right, and this is really wonderful.
And Gary, one person I neglected, he was my first interview the other day on Saturday, and my first on the station ever, live, a couple years ago, Mr. Bruce Keene.
Bruce, if you're listening,
thank you. But as we go to break, Gary... you take it out.
And Bruce did a great job. That's right. Thank you, Bruce. When we come back, Mark from Malvern is going to be here. We're going to be talking about what's coming up at Malvern. You know the deal. Grab some coffee. Don't go away, because we're going to be right back.
I got the joy.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. The White House is standing by Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who has now recused himself from any investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Sessions' decision came following revelations that he spoke twice with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. during the presidential campaign, but didn't mention it during his confirmation hearing. President Donald Trump is blaming Democrats for the controversy, saying, quote, the Democrats are overplaying their hand. Several Federal Reserve officials have signaled one by one in recent days that the Fed is ready to resume raising interest rates as soon as this month. Fed Chair Janet Yellen speaks today in Chicago on the topic of the Fed's economic outlook, and investors will be looking for any hint of how likely the central bank is to raise its key short-term rate after its next meeting wraps up on March 15th. And Notre Dame has invited Vice President Mike Pence to be this year's commencement speaker. A statement from University President Father John Jenkins says, quote, "It is fitting that in the 175th year of our founding on Indiana soil, that Notre Dame recognize a native son who served our state and now the nation with quiet earnestness, moral conviction, and a dedication to the common good, characteristic of a true statesman," end quote. The decision does, however, break with a tradition of sorts for Notre Dame to invite the sitting president. The argument, which was made when controversy erupted over the invitation to President Barack Obama back in 2009. Pence, the former governor of Indiana, will be the first VP to address commencement at Notre Dame. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
If you ever need home care or companionship service, call Angel Army at 215-805-8433. Angel Army provides compassionate and loving care to those who want independence and the comfort of their home. Angel Army serves Bucks County, Montgomery County, and the Philadelphia area, and can be reached at 215-805-8433.
You're listening to Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Christopher Minutes. Thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Our Sunday Visitor newspaper offered some tips that fathers should keep in mind, helpful steps that will aid anyone who wants to be a better parent. First, make time for your kids. Your children know your time is valuable. Taking a few hours to be with them will let them know how loved they are. Next, be a loving husband. A strong marriage leaves an equally strong impression on children. Don't fear intimacy. It might not go with being macho, but it will help you become a better leader. Let your kids see you make mistakes. Children can learn a lot if they know their dads aren't perfect. And finally, ask for help. Seeking everyone's input shows both strong leadership and a sense of humility.
This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
said amen. That was Matt Maher on Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek. It is 7:35 right now. Thank you so much for joining us. We had a great time on Saturday at Man Up Philly. We were broadcasting live. We stayed on the air 4 hours. It's amazing. We didn't do anything crazy, but we actually ended up on the air for 4 hours. Great time. We're going to do it again next year. While we were there, I had the pleasure of interviewing a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, and he did a great job, and that was Michael Norton from the Malvern Retreat House. Michael did a great job. Such a good interview, and I love being with him. We have on the line now the other half of that dynamic duo, Mark Poletino, who is the president of the Malvern Retreat House. Good morning, brother. How are you? Mark, are you there? Hello, Mark. We're trying to get Mark on the air. I know he's on the line somewhere, but we have lost Mark temporarily. Do we have Mark? Well, we don't have Mark. We're going to try to get Mark back. We did call him up, and somehow we lost Mark. But anyway, we had a great time at the Man Up Philly conference. We talked a little bit to Michael Norton, who is the vice president of Malvern, about some of the things that are going on. And each month, we get Mark Poletino, who is the president of Malvern, to come on the air with us to fill us in about what is going to be taking place over the next month. Mark, are you there? Mark is not there. We have to try to get Mark on the air. So Mark's going to fill us in, provided we can get him on the line, about what's taking place at Malvern over the next month. Mark, are you there? No. Okay. We're going to try to call Mark again. We have, I guess he got disconnected. They do so many great things over at Malvern. And one of the points that we made when I was talking to Michael Norton over the weekend, Saturday at Man Up Philly, is that Malvern is not just for men anymore. They not only have men's retreats, which they did for so many years, but they have women's retreats, and they have combined men and women retreats and nights of reflection. So many good things going on over at the Malvern Retreat House. That's why we're blessed each month to be joined by Mark Poletino, who is the president of Malvern. Mark, we're going to try this again. Are you there, brother?
Hey, Gary, can you hear me now?
I can hear you. We have Mark. So good to hear you, brother. I'm tired of talking. It's your turn now.
Well, I'll have to tell you, there were rave reviews about your team out there at Man Up Philly on Saturday. I had to cover things at Malvern Retreat House early in the morning. You were winding up by the time I got out there, but still there was a buzz in the audience about you guys being there. Michael Norton, of course, was so pleased to have had a chance to interview with you. And just kudos to you, Frank, Dave, all of you guys who were out there.
Thank you.
A tremendous job. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mark. It was a great experience. So it's Lent now. Lot going on at the Malvern Retreat House. Why don't you fill us in on some of the things that are going to be taking place in March, Mark?
Sure. Thanks for the opportunity, Gary. Tomorrow, March 7th, we're having an evening of reflection about the Shroud of Turin. Bill Wingard, who is an expert on the Shroud and actually has a replica model of the Shroud, will be there presenting and giving a talk. So that begins at 5:30 p.m. tomorrow evening. Okay. Dinner is included. Also, coming up soon, next weekend, we have a wonderful Women of Fire 11th anniversary retreat, and this is a powerful, powerful team. The Women of Fire, Confidence and Endurance. The team is Anna Iatesta, Kathleen McCarthy, Ann McGlone, and June Piola.
Oh, wow.
Terrific group of women, together with the priest, Father Doug McKay, and our friend Marty Rotella.
Oh, man.
Providing the music. So it's going to be a powerful weekend.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You got some heavy hitters there, Mark.
Thanks be to God.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good
team. There's a lot there. There's a lot there for folks who are trying to grow in the Lord, and what a time to do it during Lent. Also, a couple other things I'd like to highlight, Gary.
Yeah.
On March 21st, we're having a Widows and Widowers Day of Reflection. And we have an author, Catherine Brompovich, who is a widower herself and has developed a ministry for widows and widowers. It's March 21st. It's a complete day of reflection. people can, it includes continental breakfast and lunch, and people can find out more by going to our website. Also in March, toward the end of the month, but I'm sure this is going to be a powerful day and evening, we have a Sanctuary of Healing retreat. Mm-hmm. And that is going to be directed by Jennifer Hubbard, who is the mother of Sandy Hook shooting victim Catherine Hubbard.
Wow.
And what a tragedy that was, not just for families, but for our entire country to go through that. And Jen Hubbard has reached the point now where she's really trying to help others walk through that. And she says, when you're at your weakest and there's nothing left, there's nothing you can do. You find God. You find the real God. And I'm sure that's going to be a powerful, powerful day and evening on March 28th.
You know, Mark, I'm very familiar with Jen Hubbard, and I read a lot of her writings in the Magnificat. She writes for them every month.
Correct.
She is a powerful messenger, so I highly recommend that everyone listening consider going to that, because she, what a great message.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. And then throughout the month, we're having our traditional men's retreats from March 10th to 12th. The Holy Family group will be there from the 17th to the 19th. St. Patrick's and St. Joseph's, the Chinoculum group. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the month, from the 24th through the 26th, Men in Recovery, the Matt Talbot group. So there's a lot of opportunities there for men, for women, for anybody who is interested in finding out more about these retreats at Malvern Retreat House. And we're always working hard to have great retreat directors out there. And the theme, I want to just say real quickly, the theme of the traditional retreats this year is healing. Mm-hmm. And looking at Jesus, the divine physician, the healing of the paralytic. It has been a very, very powerful experience for the men who have walked through that retreat experience this year. And I just invite anybody who may be new, a new person looking for a retreat, to tie in with one of those retreats. You don't have to belong to a particular group. Just do it.
Right. And the best place to find out about these is malvernretreat.com. Correct, Mark?
Correct, Gary. Thank you.
And I have to hand it to you, brother. You are such a blessing for Malvern. You are really trying to reach so many different groups of individuals, many of whom have been feeling alienated. I mean, you're really hitting a lot of different groups. God bless you for that, brother.
Well, to God be the glory. God be the glory. And we're doing some exceptional other things this year. Because of the opioid epidemic, pandemic,
wow.
We're also developing a retreat for families and caregivers. So there's a lot going on. I could go on and on. We're having folks like Teresa Tomeo and Gary Zimak in the summertime. And
wait, who's that now again? Who's that latter person?
We didn't catch that last name, Mark.
Gary something.
Yeah.
With a Z, I think.
Oh, man. Yeah, right. Teresa Tomeo, and we're going to talk more about this. You're going to be coming on every month, but you have my friends from Casting Nets Ministries coming into town as well?
That is correct, and we're so pleased to be able to bring them into the area.
Good guys.
And it looks, we were thinking we were going to have to wait till next year. We decided to start this year,
cool.
And there's a lot of potential there.
Mark, we just have a couple of minutes left. Any words of wisdom for Lent?
I'll tell you, Gary, God is working so powerfully through the Lenten experience. One of the things I'm sitting with is looking at the Scripture every day. I mean, you were sharing the gospel earlier today, and there's Jesus doesn't mince words.
No, he doesn't.
We have to be people who are other-centered. If we go into Lent looking at, it's me, I have to do this. It's me. I have to do that, this, and the other thing. Yeah, maybe. I mean, it's personal. Conversion is personal, and it's a relationship with the Lord. But Jesus is saying to us, encounter me, and then forget yourself.
Yeah.
Forget yourself and find others.
Wow.
And that's so clear in the gospel, and I think that is one of the powerful messages of Lent. that we have to be willing to look outside of ourselves, and how can we be healers? How can we be encouragers? How can we reach out to the wounded and the broken? And Jesus is saying, you know, feed the hungry, drink to the thirsty, et cetera, et cetera. And who are those who need healing and are wounded? Who are the prisoners? I mean, those who are in jail, but who else are the prisoners around us? People needing people to show love. You guys were talking earlier about the message at the Man Up Philly the other day. Mm. You know, when it boils down to it's love. You know,
it is.
Especially the people who are trying us.
That's right.
When the rubber hits the road, it's mm-hmm. about love.
Yeah, I'm trying to. How I approach it is, I'm saying, God, let me decrease and you increase. I mean, I have to say that oftentimes throughout the day. Sometimes, you know, take over my life. You know.
Oh, that is so true. And that actually has become my theme for this entire 2017.
Wow.
God put that on my heart very powerfully at the beginning of the year. You know, step aside, you decrease, let me increase. It's got to be about me, not you.
You are awesome. Mark Poletino, president of Malvern Retreat House. Brother, thank you so much for joining us. We'll catch you next month, okay?
God bless you, brother. Thank you
All
so much.
Right, Mark, thank you for joining us. Find out more about Malvern at malvernretreat.com. When we come back, Best Lent Ever with Matthew Kelly. Stay tuned.
This is the audio from today's Dynamic Catholic's Best Lent Ever Daily Reflection featuring Matthew Kelly.
Do you ever get the feeling that something's missing in your life? It's good. It's good that you get that feeling. It's good that we get that feeling. It's an expression of dissatisfaction. And I think in a lot of ways we're taught that to be dissatisfied is a bad thing. I think in a lot of ways we're taught to, you know, not necessarily talk about our dissatisfaction. The problem with that is that it prevents us sometimes from really looking at our dissatisfaction. And dissatisfaction is a powerful voice that God uses to speak to us at different times in our lives. And so today, what I really want you to look at is what is missing in your life? You know, when you think about your life, when you think about what's working well, what's not working well, what do you like in your life or what don't you like in your life? What are you dissatisfied with? What do you feel like is missing in your life at this time? Or what are you dissatisfied with? And what is God saying to you through that? You know, God speaks to us every day of our lives, 1,000 different ways. And part of our spiritual journey is about recognizing the different ways. St. Ignatius was an incredible champion of awareness. You know, in his spiritual exercises, he talks about how God speaks to us even through our emotions. You know, so if you get really happy, God is saying to you something through that happiness. But if you get really mad, you want to throw something or kick something, God's saying something to you through that as well. And so, yes, God speaks to us through the scriptures. Yes, God speaks to us through the life of the church. Yes, God speaks to us through other people, some of them wise and some of them not. God sends unlikely messages at unlikely times through unlikely messengers. But God is constantly speaking to us, and he speaks to us through our dissatisfaction. So at those times in your life when you feel like something is missing, don't ignore that. Don't push that aside. Don't skip over that. Don't pretend that's not there. God is speaking into you. God is speaking into your life. So what do you feel is missing today? What are you dissatisfied with in your life today? And what do you think God is saying to you through that dissatisfaction?
That was Matthew Kelly with Dynamic Catholic's Best Lent Ever Daily Reflection. You can experience your best Lent ever by signing up for Dynamic Catholic's free video-based program by going to bestlentever.com.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Simak.
Everything is crashing down, and I wonder where you are. I try to find the words to pray, I don't always know what to say, but you're the one that can hear my heart.
Here's my broken heart.
was Broken Hallelujah by The Afters. I'm Gary Zemeck. This show is just flying by. Boy, what a great show. My thanks to Mark Poletino, also Kevin Vose for joining us, and Mr. Matthew Kelly for providing the Best Lent Ever segment. Today's Be Not Afraid Bible verse comes from Matthew 5:3. You've all heard this before. This is from the Sermon on the Mount. The words of Jesus Christ, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." What does that mean, poor in spirit? Does that mean your faith has to be weak? No, what Jesus is saying, he's advocating what's known as spiritual poverty. And what that means is we recognize that everything that we have, including our faith, everything we do is a gift from him. And we can't become too attached to the things of the world. That's the message. And you know what? That's what Lent is all about, to becoming a little bit more detached from the things of the world. That Be Not Afraid Bible verse. And you know, when you do that, when you become less attached to things, you're going to experience more peace. That's why it's a Be Not Afraid Bible verse. We're going to have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Visit there for more information. Just very quickly, coming up later in the week, tomorrow, Brian Mercier will join us. Brian's never been on the show before. He is a traveling Catholic evangelist. Great guy. I can't wait to talk to him on the air. Kate Wicker, author, speaker, she's going to join us as well. Wednesday, Tony Agnese, our friend, will be here. Mary Beth Hicks, another great author, will be here on Wednesday. Thursday, Marge Fenelon and Jim Littleton. You've got to hear. Well, you've heard Marge before. Jim Littleton, amazing story. He wrote a book called Healed Through Cancer. His leukemia battle healed him and brought him closer to the Lord. And Friday, we're going to be joined by Dan Burke, or joined by Dan Burke, whatever.
is he going to come visit us?
Somebody save me. I'm out of material. Frank Eliasson. Yeah.
Throw him a net.
Take it away.
Gary's working without a net, you know?
Hey, right. Just to let our listeners know, we're making some changes to our website. I made some yesterday. You know, so now when you click on the Listen Live link, you can now listen within the browser very quickly, just hitting the play button, and it will play. Very easy. We just did the same to Spirit in the Morning. So all the show, every Monday through Friday, it's put out there, but what will happen is you now can play it right in the browser just by hitting the play button. But if you still prefer to download it, right at the bottom of each section is a link where you can click to download the podcast. So you can still get it.
Very nice.
So you can listen on your own whenever you wish. So it's now much easier to actually listen to all our shows. It's not hard to figure out. The little play button, hit play.
Wow.
Simple as that. Works in your phone, works on almost all major browsers, especially the newer ones.
Right.
Yeah. You know, Gary, even you and I can do that.
Yeah, right? Yeah, really.
Making it simple. So we're in the process. We're going to have to do this for all the shows, but Spirit in the Morning is done and ready to go at this point, as well as our Listen Live link. So, you know, a different way of doing it, but it much easier for our listeners to experience the fun that we have here.
Yeah, that's right. Frank, some people came up to me at Man Up Philly. They said, I have a little trouble getting the station in. There are a number of different ways to listen to the station online, and also they can call in, correct?
That's right. One of the best things was I had a guy come up to me who never even talked to, and he said, I love the fact that you have the phone call in, that you can call and listen in. That's something we introduced probably about 3 months ago and really didn't make a big deal about it, you know, because we've always had you can listen online, you can listen through, you know, tune in, you can listen through all these means. But we added that for one listener who I was talking to, and to have someone else come up to me and say, hey, this is great. You know, so if you want to, on our website is the phone number. You can go to the Listen Live link on our website, and it will give you a phone number that you can call in and listen to Holy Spirit Radio no matter where you are.
Awesome. Let's close with prayer now. Convert us, O God, our Savior, and instruct our minds by heavenly teaching, that we may benefit from the works of Lent through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Frank,
amen.
Thanks for being here, joining us, chatting today.
Great update, Frank.
Dave Parker, thank you.
Thank you, Gary.
Means it's time for me to go. As I always tell you, wherever you go, whatever you do, God is with you. Turn around and say hi today. We'll talk to you next time. God bless.